Linga a fop. Sin condición,
me
he
quitado. Me he la pausa, si no, lo te pleito con él.
Most people in Aruba speak four languages fairly fluently.
En een van de onderdelen van je eigen identiteit is je taal. Heb je geen eigen taal, dan is het vaak moeilijk om je eigen identiteit te bewaren.
Second to any government office, and Dutch is the language of work.
Thank you for calling Global Business Store. May I help you with speaking? For room reservation, ma'am? Okay, I'll connect you. Hold on, please.
Step into any hotel in Aruba, and you'll hear people speaking English. And step into any plaza, and you'll hear Spanish.
Ya voy por 13 años.
You see, wherever you turn on the island today, you only hear Spanish.
Juby Nar is a 63-year-old Aruban journalist, cultural representative, and expert on the island's folklore.
So we're going in a direction of Spanish, but the Arubans are very much against that. They want you to speak Papiamento.
Enter language number four.
Papiamento ta importante na skolnan, pasobra e muchan pensa na Papiamento.
Papiamento is the actual language of the people of Aruba.
Actualmente, na holandés.
It's a type of Creole based on Spanish, Dutch, and African Portuguese, the language of slaves brought from Cape Verde in the 17th century. Their cultural heritage is also notable in the island's music. Papiamento is only spoken in Aruba and the Netherlands Antilles Islands of Bonaire and Curaçao. Their populations total just over 300,000. Linguists predict 90% of the world's 6,000 languages will be endangered by the end of the century. But the people of Aruba have just started taking this threat seriously, and it's all because of tourists and immigration. See, Papiamento, Aruba and the Netherlands Antilles Islands of Bonaire and Curaçao. Their populations total just over 300,000. Linguists predict 90% of the world's 6,000 languages will be endangered by the end of the century. But the people of Aruba have just started taking this threat seriously, and it's all because of tourists and immigration. See, Papiamento isn't needed for one's survival or success. Arubans need English or Spanish to work in tourism, which is 70% of the island's economy. As a semi-independent Dutch colony, Aruba's kids are taught Dutch in school. They only get Papiamento in kindergarten, but don't get language classes until high school. In fact, kids here start English and Spanish in fifth grade, before Papiamento. Papiamento was only recognized as an official language 3 years ago. Experts blame the lack of teaching in their mother tongue for rising dropout rates, but a draft law aims to change that, and the government is already training teachers to begin Papiamento in grade 1 as of next year. The question is it too late? Walk into any cafe like this one, and you'll find many people ordering and speaking in Spanish. So some say Spanish is more of a threat here than Dutch. Located just 30 kilometers off the northern coasts of Venezuela and Colombia, Aruba is one of the developed nations with the shortest distance by water from South America.
And they got such an influence now on the island that they even have Spanish radio stations. They even have Spanish television.
Thanks to immigration over the years, Latinos and their children are now almost a quarter of the population. And because Spanish is so similar to Papiamento, many words are creeping in. Freddy Hardy Orozco is a Colombian who's been living in Aruba for the past 7 years. His wife and kids are Aruban, but they mainly speak Spanish at home.
El mismo Papiamento se ha quebrado con tanto español que ha habido acá. Ahorita mi propia esposa...
Papiamento is being eroded by so much Spanish, he says. My own wife and kids confuse Spanish and Papiamento a lot. I'm sure that in a few years, Papiamento will disappear altogether. While many immigrants come legally, the island also has a problem with illegal migration. While there are no accurate stats, estimates put the number of illegal migrants here as high as 9,000. On an island with a population of only 99,000, that's almost 1 in 10 residents. Per capita, it means there are a much higher percentage of the population than in the U.S., where an estimated 11 million illegal migrants live among almost 300 million. As a Dutch colony, Aruba enjoys a European-style welfare state, though some see it as a backdoor into the European Union. Migrants who live and work here legally for 5 consecutive years are allowed to apply for Dutch citizenship. Last month, a local Spanish radio station mistakenly told immigrants they'd be forced to take their citizenship exam in Dutch after May 1st. 700 people showed up at this passport office the next day, defending their rights to take the exam in Papiamento.
Les hacen un examen elemental, pero va a ser en Papiamento.
It turned out to be a misunderstanding, but their defense of Papiamento over Dutch revealed that even immigrants would sooner learn the native language. Still, many migrants come here to do menial jobs in construction or the hotel industry, and don't even try to learn Papiamento. Ramon Todd Dandare is a linguist at Aruba's Ministry of Education. He says globalization, and ironically, tourism, is the biggest problem.
English is the biggest threat for our language, because English is the most influential language in DVDs, in CDs, in television, in movies, in music, and that's where our youth live.
Michael Timmermans is a good example.
When I was little, I loved to see cartoons. I think that's why I learned English.
At 13, he's only had a couple of years of formal classes in Papiamento. He says English is his favorite subject and his strongest language.
Out of all the languages you speak, is Papiamento not your strongest?
No. Sometimes I make big mistakes in Papiamento.
But Michael has been using Papiamento more since he joined a song and dance group with his brothers and sister. Michael sings SpongeBob on a CD his group just recorded, with popular English kids songs in Papiamento. Music has long been used to preserve language, so Nar says creating new music in Papiamento is a welcome development, but he worries it may not be enough. What about Aruba's past? What about its folklore?
Take the radio stations. Everything is just the modern commercial music of all over the world. Aruban folklore doesn't sell. Our culture is being lost because we're so multicultural community. But what happens? We still try to keep what's ours alive.
And that's why NAR MCs the Bonbini Festival, a weekly show of Aruba's traditional song and dance. Tonight, the band Típico Amistoso performs the tumba, a rhythm that combines Aruba's Latin and African heritage. The next act is a petite Aruban teenager who proudly belts out a song she wrote, which stresses the need to protect Aruba's culture and beloved Papiamento. Still, the crowd here at this festival is mainly English-speaking tourists who come to marvel at the elaborate carnival costumes in the finale. And the carnival road march songs are sung in English. For Dispatches, this is Jen Ross in Aranjestad, Aruba. Mm-hmm.